This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Tens of thousands of Belarusian opposition supporters gathered for the largest protest rally in recent history in Minsk on Sunday. This as President Alexander Lukashenko rejected calls to step down in a defiant speech. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
Russia has said it is ready to offer military assistance, if necessary, to Belarus. Under Lukashenko, as demonstrators held one of the biggest protests yet against his contested re-election. The protest in Minsk attracted tens of thousands of people, despite two deaths and thousands of detentions since last Sunday's vote. Opponents of Lukashenko say that poll was rigged to disguise the fact that he's lost public support. He denies losing, citing official results that gave him 80% of the vote.
That is Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Meanwhile, French President Emmanuel Macron says the European Union should support the opposition demonstrations in Belarus. Following their deal to normalize relations, the United Arab Emirates and Israel have connected telephone lines. AP's Karen Chalmers has more.
Israeli Communications Minister Yoaz Handel issued a statement congratulating the United Arab Emirates on removing the blocks.
This is a blessed and an important step, which is only a beginning. And various opportunities to work in together.
Also, Israeli news websites that had previously been blocked by UAE authorities could now be accessed directly online. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said the deal is a sign that Israel doesn't need to retreat from occupied lands sought by the Palestinians in order to achieve peace. Yet the Palestinians say it puts a just resolution of the Middle East conflict even farther out of reach. I'm Karen Chamas.
For the latest news on what is happening in the world, please go to voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app. You're listening to VOA News. In Somalia, militants stormed a high-end seaside hotel in Mogadishu on Sunday, killing at least 11 people and injuring more than two dozen. Al-Shabaab claims the attack, which started with a suicide car bombing. The group's gunmen later battled security forces. New Zealand reports 13 new confirmed cases of the coronavirus as the country's first outbreak in months continues to grow. Reuters' Edward Barron reports.
A new coronavirus outbreak in New Zealand is still growing, health officials said on Sunday. The country that had an early triumph over the pandemic recorded 13 new cases. The country's Director General of Health, Ashley Bloomfield.
So today there are 13 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 to report. 12 of these are in the community and one is in managed isolation.
After stifling the virus earlier this year before it became a public health crisis and after 102 days without new infections, an abrupt resurgence last week in Auckland prompted an immediate lockdown of the country's largest city.
That is Reuters' Edward Barron. U.S. scientists say they have isolated infectious particles of the coronavirus nearly 5 meters away from hospitalized patients. The scientists say the widely accepted 2-meter distance advised to observe social distancing provides a false sense of security and could result in large groups of people being exposed to the disease. The Democratic-led House Oversight Committee is calling for the Postmaster General to testify later this month at an emergency hearing on mail delays. This comes amid accusations he is gutting the U.S. Postal Service to help President Donald Trump win re-election. At a Saturday news conference, President Trump said mail-in voting is a mistake.
Universal mail-in voting is going to be catastrophic. It's going to make our country a laughingstock all over the world. You can't send out millions of ballots.
Democratic Senator Bernie Sanders said on ABC's This Week he is concerned the president is trying to defend the post office, or defund, rather, the post office to prevent mail-in voting.
I am deeply, deeply concerned about Trump's effort to undermine American democracy by defunding the Postal Service. Now, that's not me talking. That's what Donald Trump said himself a few days ago. He said, look, I don't want people, millions of people, to be casting mail-in ballots.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows pushed back Sunday, saying the president is not going to interfere with anybody casting their votes in a legitimate way. A Katyusha rocket fell inside the green zone of Iraq's capital Baghdad Sunday, but caused no casualties. Security forces found a missile base and dismantled two other rockets. From Washington, via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, and this is VOA News.